she chanted. You mean to tell me these things can be fitted into such small rooms? She pulled out the offending black bin liner. You mean to say a whole nation went to its death wrapped in one of these? Henry nodded, his teeth gagged by chewing gum, his sapped legs helplessly crossed on the settee. Eunice took a step nearer, flickering the black bag closer and closer to his face until the end was only inches from his sweaty and bulbous nose. His nostrils flickered alertly. The smell of ponovinyl urethane began to simulate through to the certain parts of his brain which would cause him to become active again, returning to his earlier incarnation as the sea monster Than, which was responsible for drowning the entire crew of the Titanic like a tiny crushed fist, helplessly under oceans of custard seeping down for years and years and years, and then brought back somewhat ossified to a geological museum. Yes, he was going to play it cool, but it was too late because Eunice pulled the bag down over his head and he changed sex.